Today's podcast is brought to you by YTG Insurance at 113 West Gum Street in Marion, Kentucky. That's Yarbrough, Tabor, and Goodwin Insurance Company. Stop and see Tanner, Joe, Lejeune, or Patty for all of your insurance needs. Welcome to the Rocket Podcast. Coach Starnes, your team comes in with one win and no losses, and you will play a team that has one win and no losses. That's Hopkins County Central. However, this is a team that has never beat the Rockets. They are 0-6 against Crittenden County, and this is a team we've been traditionally open up with the last few years.
Well, you know, Chris, Hopkins County Central traditionally has been a good football team. We scrimmaged them prior to starting to play them 6-7 years ago, and Rick Snodgrass was a coach there, and I remember going to Dawson Springs 4-H camp, and we scrimmaged them, had a great scrimmage, and actually a very physical scrimmage. And Hopkins County Central has always been big. They're physical, they play hard, and so the thing that concerns me is the fact that they're coming in on a one-game win streak, which doesn't sound that bad, but you know, when you haven't won in 3 years in 37 games, then you win one game and you start to play with confidence, and you're playing bigger than what you are. And I don't think there's any doubt we should win this ball game. I've challenged the kids this week that we need to take two things and improve on those two things from last week to this week to be a better football team.
And those are?
Anything that they can do for themselves to be better for this week than they were last week, whether it's climbing to linebackers, the offensive line, or hanging on to your blocks, or running the right routes, or something like that, or pass efficiency from the quarterback, you know, something, two things that they can do to get better to improve on this week.
Of course, as you mentioned, this is a team that had lost 37 straight games coming into going into last week's game. They hadn't won since the middle of 2011 season. Last year they had Marshall Enoch was their coach, who's a Crittenden County graduate, and this year they have a new fellow coaching. Do you have any idea what to expect with the new coach?
No, I mean, we just saw what they did against Webster County, and you know, they're running from a wing tee style offense, and we don't know what to expect. They don't know what to expect from us except what we've seen on film. So it's just simply going to be a matter of adjusting to what they do and being able to understand what they're trying to accomplish and the things that they do, both offensively and defensively, and react to them when we get out there. So we have to play our responsibilities. They are going to run the option, so they're reading the option, and we have to make sure that we're in the right spot, playing our right option responsibilities, and we'll be okay.
Of course, Nick Stiller had a great game last week, quarterback for Crittenden County. He was named the Paducah Sun Player of the Week, WPSD Player of the Week. So first week, a lot of accolades. He ran for over 140 yards, rushed for over 140 yards, and threw for over 200. And you know, I'm looking at through some of our history, and that was only the second time a Crittenden County quarterback has thrown for more than 200 yards twice in his career. You have to go all the way back to Austin Berry back in the mid 2000s, who's now on the coaching staff on Friday night, and he was probably and is the most prolific passer in school history. So here you go, Nick Castiller's right there with some big names.
You know, and it's good for Nick to see some accomplishments like this, and because he's worked hard, as a lot of these kids have during the off season, and have become better players, and we can see that, and we saw that in the first game. What I want them to understand is that they can't be satisfied with that performance, that we got to get better and improve each week in order to be where we need to be for the championship-type games that we have to play or opponents that we have to play against. But we're proud of Nick for his accomplishments. We're proud that he was honored and awarded the Players of the Week as he did. And it is interesting to watch Austin Berry out there with him, and he's right in there with him, wanting him to do well and helping him and things like that. But you know, there's not a better studier of the game than Nick, and it's showing, and he really understands it and really wants to do well and wants the team to do well.
On your coaching staff picks players of the games. And last week, the defensive player of the week was Dylan Hollis, and the lineman of the week was Travis Fitzgerald. Talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, and you know they're solid. Those kids, Dylan Hollis, his motor in practice and game is just running 100 miles an hour all the time, and he's emerging as the leader that really wants everybody else to play at his level and practice at his level. He doesn't want to see his senior year end. They worked hard for it, and they're being rewarded for it. And you know, he Dylan Hollis even could have been looked at as far as and was in the consideration for offensive player of the game with, you know, three carries for 91 yards, and then two or three catches for however many yards he had, 90-something yards. So, I mean, he could have been in the mix for that too. So he's doing both offensively and defensively. And then Travis Fitzgerald, you know, he's been sick this week and missed a couple of days of practice, and he's supposed to be well, and we've got to get him back. But he's one that is just an outstanding player. And as we have all, you know, our front five, I mean, we have a pretty good front five group up there, and we have to make sure that we continue to get better. But and Travis Fitzgerald is one of those leaders and played an outstanding game. Had a couple sacks and rushes and tackles for loss and things like that. So played very well.
I know Dylan Hicks has been on crutches this week. What's his status?
He's got a knee injury, and he had an x-ray and couldn't find anything. It is swelling. He took a helmet to the knee and is now going to have an MRI to find out if anything's wrong. And, you know, we're hoping that it's not, but we have to wait and find out what it is. And
he will not play this week.
He will not play. He'll be out.
And he's your only place kicker at this point.
Yeah, he's our only place kicker. And, you know, we did some yesterday in practice, and Cody Belt is going to try to do some kicking and did some, you know, in practice. But, you know, I think the guy that's going to do extra point field goals is Will Perkins, who just came in this year. And we knew that he was a soccer player. Haven't played football before.
Now, he's from Caldwell County, right?
No, he's not from Caldwell County. He's from out of state, I believe. Okay. His dad is with the Life Flight and came in.
Oh, that's right.
As a pilot for Life Flight. So, and Will really, you know, he really wants to do well, and he's got potential. He just hasn't played before and hasn't kicked. But you know, we were out there kicking extra points and getting him to try to understand how to kick, and he kicked a 32-yard field goal. So, you know, he's got the leg and can do it. We just have to make sure that he gets the technique down and the form and stuff like that. So, you know, and we're probably not going to put the pressure on him to do the kickoff, but we'll find somebody that can squib kick it.
Such an important part of the game that we just overlook sometimes as fans, and when you lose your top guy, that's tough.
Well, I mean, it is an important part of the game, and when you're a coach and you lose your top guy as a kicker, we know how important it is, because you got to go for two, and we all know that 1 point, if you're automatic, means a whole lot. So,
well, if the swinging gate works as well as it did last week, we'll be all right, won't it?
Well, I think this team will prepare for it. It won't work as well, but you know, we do have the ability to go for two if we have to, and either in that formation or in the offense. So, but we always like to go for one and get that point after.
Just perusing down results from last week, of course, we know Russellville is going to be probably the best team in the district this year other than Crittenden County. They won last week, the only team in the district to win. And a pretty impressive 48-19 victory over Trigg County. Fulton City lost 35-20 to Greenfield, Tennessee, and Fulton County lost 60-28 to Gleason, Tennessee. And Gleason and Greenfield are pretty decent teams, but they're certainly not West Tennessee powerhouses generally. So that doesn't bode too well for those two teams, but Russellville, that's a pretty impressive score.
Yeah, it opened my eyes whenever I saw that Friday night and Saturday that how handily they beat Trigg County. So they're going to be solid. They always have, and you know, when we get down to that game, we're going to have to be on our A game, and hopefully they come to our place, and if we're able to get by Fulton County and Fulton City, which we can't say is just automatic, simply because they have athletes, and they know if they just win one game, then they're going to be second in the district, so they're going to try to beat Crittenden County because that's the one game that they can win and be second and host the playoff. So we're all three of us in that same situation, so we can host a playoff game and hopefully be able to play Russellville for a potential district champion. But they're clearly the favorite in this district.
Looking at this game, player-wise, individually, coming into this Hopkins Central game, who are you looking for to step up individually, maybe to improve? I know you said you've asked each player to improve something, but I know the coaching staff pay particular attention to Dylan Smith, the new linebacker, and I know the fans have kind of been watching him, and he had a good first week, and I know he's learning and coming on. Of course, you got Ryan Adam Beavers over at the end, and I know he's a sophomore, one of the young guys on the who like that are you looking at this week to really keep an eye on and see and watch?
Well, I think the key is going to be three factors. I think our defensive ends and Fitzgerald and Beavers and possibly Travis McKinney, if we put him at end and we put Gary McConnell at end, that what they do, those guys are going to be the ones that's going to be the key to make sure that they contain it and force everything back inside. And I think secondly is going to be Dylan Smith, and we're playing the defense this week where we're putting him in the middle. And as I told him yesterday, you know, he played a good first game against
sure.
Todd Central. But when you have three tackles, three solos, and 11 assists mm-hmm. at middle linebacker, you need to have 11 tackles and three assists.
Yeah.
And because he's the only one that is in the middle of the game, middle of the field, and can run sideline to sideline from either way and play right to left and make the plays. So he's going to have to improve and make solo tackles. And that's just going to come with technique because he hadn't played there before.
The good thing is he's getting there.
He's getting there because, he really cares about his performance. After every practice, he always asks me how he did, and he's going to get better, and he keeps improving, and he really cares about it, and he wants to. So we're looking at him to improve and get better as far as him making the plays because it's right up his alley and what they do to make the plays.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is our corners at Jacob Russellberg and Birdwell and Jesse Belt, when they're in there, they're going to have to make plays because of what coverage we're going to have to play versus what they do. They're going to have to come up and help out on the run. Hopkins Central threw the ball three times. They completed all three of them. They throw it to a slot. They're not going to beat us in the air. We have to make sure we understand that we have to stop the run. When they run the ball, we make the tackle, we come up. When they throw the ball, we drop back into our coverages. You know, but we can't be dropping back into coverage when they're running the football. And that's what they have to understand we have to get better at.
So just some of the basic fundamentals on defense you're looking for, and then if the offense will just pick up from where it left off last week. You know, I had my ciphering sometimes is not so good, so my stats originally had 518 yards. It was actually 618 yards total offense.
618?
Yeah, I dropped 100 there.
We had 618 yards?
Yeah, and that's the first time. You probably have to go way back to find that.
I think we need to go back. Let Andy go back and check and find out how much, but 618 is pretty good.
Pretty incredible.
You know, but, I mean, once again, you know, we think the efficiency, Nick was 10 for 25. And he needs to be 20 for 25 to 22 for 25. So we're going to have to get better in that spot. So there is room for improvement, and we will get better. But I'm glad to know it's 618 instead of 500.
That's a big first daddy. All right, well, good luck this week. We'll see Hopkins County Central here on Young Rocket Night.